Gasoline prices are expected to continue rising over the next few weeks as crude oil prices move higher. The price of a barrel of U.S. light crude approached $40 yesterday, reaching levels not seen in more than 13 years. Analysts say a recent attack on an oil facility in Saudi Arabia is raising fears about a critical source of oil. NPR's Jim Ciroli reports.
Oil prices briefly rose above $39.70 a barrel during the day. The last time oil prices got this high was October 1990, right after Iraq's invasion of Kuwait. This time, violence and instability in the Gulf are again pushing prices up. Less than 2 weeks ago, a suicide bombing was narrowly averted at an oil export terminal in Iraq. Over the weekend, Islamic fundamentalists killed five Westerners working at a petrochemical plant in Saudi Arabia. After the deaths, the U.S. Embassy urged its citizens to leave the country. Energy trader John Kildoff at FEMAT USA said that threw a scare into the oil industry.
That highlights to us that the oil infrastructure in that country is extremely vulnerable. And with the market being as tightly supplied as it is right now, we can't afford that, and hence the increasing security premium in the price of oil.
Prices have also been pushed higher by traders' concerns about oil supplies in this country and whether they're large enough to last through the summer driving season. Yesterday, the U.S. Energy Information Administration said crude oil stockpiles at U.S. refiners rose by 100,000 last week, less than many traders had expected. Meanwhile, demand for oil in China and elsewhere shows no signs of easing, and that is pushing prices up even higher. Kildoff says the current surge could end if OPEC countries decide to step up production.
OPEC could easily signal the market that they're going to take a more accommodative stance towards supplying the market, and help push prices much lower, and they could go down quite rapidly on that kind of a move.
Yesterday, the current head of OPEC said the cartel would look into oil supplies, but he seemed to back away from any dramatic production increases, noting that OPEC is already producing more than its official quotas. Jim Ciroli, NPR News.